stay in Poland. So that she hates people in our city, except for university people. But she thinks the town's people are really awful. Very close-minded and...
How long has she been here?
Well, she was here 1971 to 74 or something like that.
And where did she come from?
Mexico. They are more friendly, though. Yeah. She asked me.
From Belgium, but I don't think they're that bad. They're just not curious about anybody who's done something different.
Now, that's interesting to say that, because that's something that made me feel very, very good about Dick.
Why?
Because when we got there, mm-hmm. we sat down, you immediately, I thought, were very rude, started looking through photograph albums, and kind of left. I was left sitting doing nothing. And,
sorry?
Well, not just to me, but to Dick and Belita too. You don't go to visit people to look at the photograph albums. How, you know, perhaps you do it eventually, but... And Dick just... I was sort of left sitting there, and Dick, out of the blue, just started asking me about my background. And I thought that was really nice, because as you say, you know, Americans in general tend not to do that.
I know.
In a group, they tend to stick together. Oh, generalization.
But the leader was the one that said, here are the pictures from Thanksgiving.
No.
She did. She said, we have all those pictures from Thanksgiving. And
no, Belita said that what she'd been doing for the last couple of weeks, her project was to put all those
mm-hmm.
pictures together.
Mm-hmm.
And you happened to start looking at them, and she said, oh, all the pictures from Thanksgiving were in there.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't think it was rude.
Well...
But it very well might have been, but I didn't...
Well, you know,
think
okay, just think about it. Think mm-hmm. about the situation when yourself and anyone else
mm-hmm.
or any two people going to do it. And, you know, to... You may not think it was rude, but... At the time, I didn't think of it being rude so much as making me feel real awkward. And to a certain extent, I would think that maybe other people feel awkward too, to complete it. Although, obviously, they didn't.
But you were playing that game.
No, not on Friday night.
Mm.
No.
Mm-hmm. Because I kept trying to show you things and you kept going back to your game.
Yeah, but you started looking at the pictures before Isaac came over with that thing.
Okay, but...
Yeah. But... I had a lot of good reasons for not wanting to look at that photograph album.
Why?
Well... It was quite apparent what would show up sooner or later, as you managed to find one sooner or later to
yeah.
show me. And in a way, a lot of ways I thought that's what you're looking for.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But
this is why I tear up all my pictures of all girlfriends and throw them away, isn't it?
You do?
They don't mean anything to me anymore.
You must have some.
I doubt it.
I bet you do.
I doubt it.
Yeah, but you still write to Aunt. She must mean something.
She's a good friend of mine.
Okay. You can have pictures of friends.
I guess you can.
I hope.
Of course you can.
That fish was good, if it had been hotter.
Oh, God.
The potatoes were hot.
Were they really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I put it back in the... Excuse me, back
twice.
In the oven.
Twice.
Come on, come on.
I'm sorry.
But the first time when I put it and I took it back out, you were ending the conversation.
I thought I was ending it.
She's out here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold it.
Yeah, I'll leave you. You know, Larry went down and got those guys in Pendleton. I didn't know you had company.
No.
And the two of them are going across the street. The two is cute. And one of them down the street going with Larry is dark. There's four of them and one of them is colored.
Well, good.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So all the kids are standing out here. The Marines get out of the car, the station wagon.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The two young girls, you know, that are across the street and everything,
yeah,
are all like, they're going to take them down the beach now and walk them down the beach. They're so cute.
Good.
One of them's black.
That's
wonderful, isn't it?
I was just telling her we had a few up there last night, the first time we've ever had them.
Well, they look so cute in their uniforms. They went in and they took off their coats now and they're walking down the street, you know.
Yeah.
Isn't that real sweet? I'd have done that today.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Larry's a good boy.
Yeah.
And then we even talked to the man across the street. He came over and talked to Bud a long time. He says he goes into Wilshire Boulevard every day.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll talk to you later, dear.
Well, I'm just kidding.
I know you're going.
Yeah.
All right, I just thought I'd tell you that.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. They're all fused, Ben. Hey, how do you use that toilet where all that damn junk has been piling up for so long?
Yeah.
I took the tile off around the edge of the toilet and all that heavy crap and junk and got it out of the way.
Yeah.
But underneath, between the asphalt tile and the floor, there was, a layer of linoleum.
Yeah.
And it's all bulged up. Should I just go ahead and pick that up and put in a couple of tiles to build it up?
Yeah, I was coming over. Yeah, go ahead. That's it. Sure. Sure.
That other stuff's kind of bulging.
Yeah, look, Bud, you know, that ring's got to come off of there.
Yeah, well,
so plenty of room,
yeah.
You know, leave an inch or two around,
yeah.
It, see?
But it was all crappy and bulged up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so high, I couldn't put another tile down on top of it. So I thought it best to cut it right down the wood and
we'll
it up again.
Whatever you leave me, I'll fix, you know what I mean. And of course, like I say, I'm going to cut that ring off, see?
Yeah, but the new toilet should sit right down on a flat tile surface, shouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Of course, now, the horn was broke off of your other toilet.
Yeah.
You can see that, and of course, the one you're putting in will have a new horn on it. And of course, we'll put the regular stuff on it. Yeah, that's all right, bud. I'm just getting ready to eat breakfast, and I get through, I'll come over. What time are you leaving?
Oh, we have to get out of here about 2 o'clock.
Oh, well, I'll see you, bud.
Yeah, okay.
How's everything look?
Oh, looks pretty good.
That a fine?
Yeah.
I'll see you.
Good. Everything's in.
Yeah, bye.
Good.
Hello?
Hi. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
I wanted to know if you got a whatchamacallit, parking place this morning.
A parking place?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Oh, just any place. I was just kidding.
No? Why? What's the matter with you? You sound
nothing.
Happy.
I sound happy?
Do you?
No.
No?
No.
You sound sort of cheerful.
How've you been?
Oh, surviving, I guess.
That's good. How's
it? It's fine.
That's good.
How's school going?
Oh, same old shit. A lot of tough courses.
I can imagine. What you told me, what you were taking.
Oh, God. So much work.
What?
I'm so tired. I played basketball today since the first time since I was a freshman in high school.
Basketball?
Yeah, for like an hour and a half.
Where did you play basketball?
In the gym.
In the gym?
Yeah, like group therapy. You know, half the group that we had last term was there. We're just playing around.
Fooling
around. Yeah, so some of the guys who were better, you know, went off by themselves. So it was two girls against this one guy, and he's tall, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't stop laughing. It was the funniest thing. But, you know, you get all sweaty up and everything. We didn't think we were going to play. And, oh, I'm knocked out. Ripped about four nails and, oh.
Fantastic.
But it was fun. You sound very far away.
I do?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
You're home?
No.
Oh, my mother wanted to know, how's your grandmother?
I don't know. I guess she's all right. She went to the hospital again today.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess today was the day she's supposed to find out if she goes in or not.
Oh.
Because they're going to do the operation on the tear duct first,
mm-hmm.
before they can do the cataract.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I haven't, you know, she wasn't home by the, you know, when I left for school today.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And well, my aunt went with her anyway this time.
Mm-hmm.
My mother didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, she'll probably have to go in soon, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't delay much longer. They just wanted to, you know, have another consultation and then decide. But, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
No. So I got some lousy courses this term, too.
When you have one day, you only have one course, huh?
Monday and Wednesdays, right. That's my linguistics course. This course is a winner. It really is.
I have one class in music.
On Mondays?
Wednesdays.
Wednesday.
And it's like a Mickey Mouse course. It's a joke. Speech.
Speech.
It's the biggest joke going, it really is. I figure I'm going to start talking with a lisp, and by the end of the term I'll get an A because I have to improve.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's really stupid. You go up there and just slap anything up, and anything from there could be an improvement. You know, it's a real Mickey Mouse thing. It's really stupid.
Do you have anybody that, I would know from the English department there?
Mm-mm, I don't
think so. Did they get rid of Kolesnik yet?
No, in fact, I know somebody who has them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he says, you know, she reminds me of you, meaning me.
Oh, that's a sweet compliment.
Gee, thanks a lot, honey. So y'all going to get your mouth shut up for you. You don't stop it.
Yeah. I think everybody's had her for something.
She's a pain in the ass. She's teaching English Lit, too, no more composition.
Oh, she's moved up in the world.
She must know somebody, because all those other teachers they got rid of.
Yeah, I bet they got rid of all the ones. Well, one I had in the first term, for the first term of English, she died.
Oh.
She died in the middle of the term.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and she was really awful. She had, she had a southern accent, too.
Oh.
And she was very difficult to understand.
Well, she ain't there anymore.
No, she's gone a long time already. Yeah. This fellow I have, this man, he has, who I have for linguistics is really too much. I didn't notice it, but there's a woman in my class who's a nurse, and she said to me, she said, did you notice he has a handicap? And I said, what? You know, I said, I don't see anything wrong with him. She says, his hands. So the next class, for an hour and 15 minutes, I sat there and I watched his hands. He doesn't have full use of his fingers or something, and he holds the chalk funny, and his fingers don't bend, and you know, she said, you know, she's had experience with handicapped people, she said, but you know, they're in the field that they're in, you know, they try even harder than a, you know, a regular instructor to, you know, do the class and everything, and she said they usually harder markers, and I said, well, I said there's three courses already that I'm not going to do well in. But, my North American Indian class is really, it's so boring.
Yeah.
You know, this guy has not done anything yet that I understand, and no one else in the class understands him either. We all sit there and we laugh at his jokes.
Yeah,
and we nod when he wants us to say yes, and
yeah.
We raise our hands when he wants to take a poll. And you know, but when we walk out of the class,
nobody knows what
went on. Did you know what he was talking about? Did you know what structural paralysis was? I said no. I said, but we're supposed to know what it is for, you know, for today's class.
Mm.
And he never went over it. And he Oh, he's too much. He doesn't. And they put us in this gigantic lecture hall, and he doesn't speak very loud anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, oh boy.
Someone
said at the end of the class, "Could you please bring in a microphone next time?" He got very insulted.
Tough.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's true. We can hear him.
Yeah.
That was too much. But I hope it gets better as it goes on.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, and my two walk classes are pretty good. I'm enjoying them. But
that's good.
I have so many books.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta tell you, one course. The modern art, the 20th century art, there's about 8 books.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to buy a book the other day. I went down to NYU to get it because it's the only place that carries the book. And it was
$20. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was handing me the book and he told me $20. I almost dropped it. I said, but for $20, I better, you know, hold
not
on
drop
to it.
It,
it was, you know, but I paid it. The guy at the counter sort of gave me a discount on it anyway, even though I didn't go there.
Good.
It was all right. But I still have one more book to buy. I can't get it. So, I don't know. The school, bookstore doesn't carry anything anymore.
No?
No, I don't know. I guess in the spring term they don't order as, you know, many books as they really are supposed to.
Mm.
And by the time I got to the bookstore, they were either sold out or they hadn't come in yet or something.
Mm.
So, I don't know what I'm going to do. And all the reading is from this one book so far that I haven't got. She told me of a place on Madison Avenue and 79th Street to go and try there. Because I tried Barnes & Noble's and they didn't have anything. They don't have any art books, she told me. So, that's too bad. Hey, do you see that old Vivian anymore?
No, hardly. And if we do, you know, I can say hello quick and, you know, just pass each other.
Is she still hanging around with Bonnie?
Yeah. But I like this term, I don't have hardly any breaks. I made it up that way.
Mm.
Like, the only break I had was, like, today. And, like, we just one little group stays together.
Oh, that's good.
And I don't go in the cafeteria.
Stay clear.
I go down to gym the full round, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, it just doesn't seem worth it.
What about, how many days? You go 5 days a week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, great. And you're only in school late on Wednesdays, then?
That's all.
I was going to call you last week sometime.
Yeah, my mother asked me. I said, I don't know. I haven't heard from her. I didn't know what days you had.
Yeah, and I didn't know. I didn't know when you were home.
Well,
I was
going to... Monday, let me think. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I'm home by 1:10.
1:10?
2 o'clock. My class ends 1:10.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesdays I go back in the evening.
Oh, you come
car,
home?
So I leave about 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and then I go back in again.
At least you get parking down there.
That's no problem. Well, lately in the morning, Rosemary's been picking me up. You know, so I don't need to be taking the train anymore.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And, what else? Oh, and Tuesdays I don't go in until 2:30. And I'm home by 5. I had class at 2:30 to 4.
Mm.
And then the same thing is just today is like a long day because I have a break.
Hmm. Not me. I go in late every day.
Yeah.
No, I have my early class today, 4:30. Except that class is, you know, this is the Indian class, and they stuck us in this crazy building that they're not even finished with it,
mm-hmm.
and it's called the science building,
mm-hmm.
and there's no windows,
mm-hmm.
and the doors are all boarded up, and it has signs on it, please do not enter. You know, and there's no way to get in the building the first day. Off at school, and there was a hole in the wall in the back of the building, and there was another girl walking around. She says, "Do you know where the science building is?" And I said, "Well, I said, you know, the guard just told me that this was the building." So she said, "Are you going here for an Indian class, by any chance?" And I said, "Yes." So I said, "Come on, we'll find it together." And we crawled through the hole in the wall. We wound up among paint cans and, you know, stucco floor and men's overalls, work overalls. And there was a little opening, and we walked out, and we were by an elevator. We pressed the button, because it was up on the second floor. We couldn't find a stairway. And we got in the elevator, and the elevator wasn't even finished. You know, like, it was sort of padded on the side. It had no emergency door in it yet. And we rode up to the second floor. We didn't think we were going to leave the ground, but we got up there. And then they had trouble. They have no place for our class. That's why they have us in this building. We finally got a room today in a lecture hall, because they gave us this classroom, you know. There's about 50 people in the class, and, you know, they gave us a room. They said, well, during the day, this room holds 48 people. It holds about 25. It's too much. They did that with my linguistics class also. They stuck us in a corner someplace. And this guy for linguistics laughs at his own jokes, you know, so it gets sickening after a while.
I know.
But it's not too bad.
That's good.
You have any you have a class with Billy this term?
Yeah, he's in my abnormal class.
Yeah. Still not getting married.
Oh, no, definitely not.
No, he's decided definitely.
Oh, no.
Because last time you told me he said no, but he wasn't sure.
No, definitely not. He and Dale were like on the outs.
They always are.
Yeah. In and out.
There's only one time that they really looked happy was the time they were at your house.
Oh, yeah, didn't they look happy? Ho, ho, ho. That was about as happy as they get.
Really, no.
They have a problem. Definite problem.
Well, I don't know.
You home?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. You are. Right?
Yeah.
See? I'm doing something right, Dave. I finally said something right. You are home.
Yeah, I believe so. Physically, anyway.
Yeah, not mentally, no. So you're going to be around this weekend?
Possibly.
It's a 4-day weekend. I have so much work to do. It isn't funny.
Well, tomorrow I have to go in.
You have class tomorrow?
One class I have.
You mean Pace isn't closed?
No, we have off Monday.
Well, I have off Monday too.
And I have to help getting some schedules together for my old Mr. Bart. And I have to get the group together for him.
Boy, you're a busy kid.
Yeah, I know. He gave me tickets to the ballet in exchange for that. So it's not good.
Busy.
And
oh, I can
Saturday, I have to go. I think Sunday I'm going ice skating. I was supposed to go to Albany, but we'd have to leave tomorrow morning, so that went out the window. Mm. And I don't know exactly what's going on. Really.
Well, if you're around, I'll probably see you.
Why?
Going off.
Where's he going?
To Washington.
Oh.
He hasn't been there since Christmas, so he's going.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a call then tomorrow when I get in.
What?
I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll be home. I don't know. I could be home by 3. I could be home by 2.
Whenever. I might go to the city in the morning anyway.
It depends on how tough those. What time are you leaving for the city?
Oh, probably about 10:30,
11. If you want to leave about 11, I'll walk down.
It depends how I roll out of bed tomorrow.
Well,
how I feel.
Just tell them I give you a call about 10:30.
Yeah. I'll see what's
maybe you want to come down to school and see what the new place looks like.
Yeah, maybe.
You can come to a class with me.
I haven't thought about that lately.
You know,
I wonder if Donna went back to school. It's curious.
You know, Fridays is a funny day. Most of the people in school, that's why I only have classes on Tuesday and Friday. One class, because most of them have off those days. You know, I could take a work schedule out that way.
Right.
I couldn't. But if you want to come in and see.
I wouldn't know where to look for her.
Well, you know, come along with me. And, what was I going to say? You can come in the class with me. It's a logic class. I think you're going to see a picture on something good tomorrow in that class anyway, so it's no hassle. It's only 50 minutes anyway. And,
we'll see. Yeah.
Maybe if you come down, I'll take the car then.
Well, you know, I don't want to make anything definite because, I just thinking today all day, riding on the trains.
Well, there's nothing else to do. I was thinking
that
of taking
I would go
the car anyway.
I would go into the city, but I don't know.
Well, if I do take it, this way, if you know, there's no parking right away, I can give you the car and you can look around a little bit.
Mm. Well, let's see, I don't know. You know, it's just an idea. I want to go to the Hallmark card shop on 57th and 5th. I wanted to look around for some cards. I'll get some advanced birthday cards. And, Sibby's sister had a baby boy.
Who?
Sibby's sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had it yesterday. 10 pounds. She had a horse. That's why. But she was long overdue. And she had gained about 40 pounds anyway. They said she was tremendous. So I'm sure they're happy about that.
Yeah, that she's tremendous. I think
her husband wanted a boy anyway.
Oh.
They were deciding. Yeah. Well, all right,
you wanted to give you a ring tomorrow morning.
Well, you know, let's see. I don't know. I'll see. Maybe I'm going
to go into the city, you're going to have to walk down to the train.
Right.
You might as well walk with something.
Right. So, all right, give me a call.
About 10:30.
Right.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you then tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.